All right. Again, this is John. He's going to be talking about the bare metal perspective on AMD GPU ASICs. And I think, I thought we were gone. Do we got a laser? You got to connect. You got to say yes. Oh, really? I quit.
If we can't have it, it's okay.
Yes.
It works.
All right, John. You ready? Your
I'm
mic's
good.
On?
Say mic something. Is on. Hello?
Yep, perfect. All right, take it away, John.
Okay, awesome. Hey, guys. There's an echo from the back of the room, which is incredibly off-putting. But nevertheless, I want to talk about programming AMD GPU. It is very late on a Sunday. You are looking tired. We're going to go with very simple, okay? We've got one idea I want to get across. I'm going to hit it very hard. This is the state of play, okay? We are programming GPUs. We use GPU programming languages. I am very lucky that my previous speaker demonstrated beautifully the joys of OpenCL and Vulkan. I could not have asked for a better introduction. And we're very happy with this. I love OpenMP. Other people love other languages. They are all uniformly very complicated. They offer convenience, and what they take from you is time. But they also generate huge amounts of revenue for some companies which successfully defend this world. There's a small glitch in this as an axiom, which is the GPU's not actually special. Like this GPU thing, very much the same thing as a CPU. That is the idea I'm trying to get across. I would like a brief show of hands. Stick your hand up in the air if you think I'm wrong. One person. Okay, we need to wake up a little bit, okay? This is not meant to be a like reasonable statement. Loads of companies make GPUs. We charge money for GPUs. We make you program the damn things in OpenCL. We don't do this just for a laugh. We do it because they are supposed to look different. That particular one, I particularly like, because it's one block of memory with a load of x86 interpreters on and a load of GCN interpreters on. So that one, it's particularly easy to forget which language you're working with while you're programming the thing. But for the sake of the one person who doesn't agree with this, if this theorem holds, if CPUs and GPUs are the same thing, then it follows that the GPU languages for programming the special thing don't have to exist. Right? If GPUs are special, you need special languages to work with them. If GPUs and CPUs are the same thing, this didn't have to happen. You are a tough crowd. Come on, give me something here. We disagree. Good. One person disagrees. So I think what we are actually working with here is not a protective moat, which means your wonderful software stacks, carefully built on industry standard, reliable, proprietary software, is not a feature. This is something you've done wrong, because there is a thing called vendor lock-in, which the FOSDEM crowd should have heard of, right? This lovely castle with its wonderful features comes with things like support contracts, where when your code stops working, the expensive box full of fans, you can't do anything with until the vendor gets back to you. And we know there's a solution to that, and it goes something like open source, right? I am standing here in AMD branding. I am aware of the open source perception of AMD's compute stack. Outside of the HPC world, who love us, everyone else is not quite as convinced, which is, I suspect, part of why we go to the safety of industry standard software. But what AMD does come with is you've got our driver on your laptop now. is in the Linux kernel. The entire user space is on Rockham, is on GitHub. It is on GitHub/Rockham. So when you do not like how our software works, change it. That's exciting. I no longer have any slides. Do we know what to do about that? Yeah. The laptop has gone standby.
Oh.
It doesn't matter very much.
help,
okay,
help,
so
help.
So where I'm going with this is people believe very firmly that CPUs and GPUs are different things, even though the underlying silicon looks really the same. And the reason people think they are different is that the experience of using them is very different. You grab a random x86 machine, it boots. You write code, you have a debugger. It's easy. You grab a random GPU, you try to make it do stuff, and it fights you. It's a bad experience. And this leads to fear and sorrow and a belief that GPU-specific languages are important, so they help you keep things working. But it's not anything to do with the hardware. It's because one of them, the horrible, gnarly embedded programming, is done by the Linux kernel people, and they present you this friendly world that you build upon. And the other world, you're actually doing embedded programming, which is hard. That's not a GPU-CPU thing. You program x86 directly, you have a bad time too. And this picture, which I really thought would get laughs, like you guys are fighting me here. Have we not seen this picture of software engineering? No? This is how we build all our code, right? The GP drew this picture. The sound sucks, yes. Yes, this could be true. I'm trying to shout at you all. But yes, we work with what we got. Where am I going? Oh, it's fine. This was meant to be funny and wake people up, but you're not loving the ball of mud metaphor for CUDA, so we will continue. So I claim that CPUs and GPUs are the same thing. That's exciting. So this x86 thing, which works really easily, is fighting me a bit, but never mind. And I think it is a shame that so much of GPU programming is done in sort of slightly copy and paste, follow the API guide fashion. Because most vendors don't really tell you anything about the hardware. But this vendor does. You can go read our docs. We tell you how the damn thing works all the way down to the ISA. So if you don't like our software, not only can you ignore our driver, like at least one very vocal person has decided to do, you can also ignore the assembler and the compiler. You can ignore all of it. We've given you enough documentation that you can push raw bits across PCI, and it will do what you tell it to. But this would be incomplete without mentioning that there is one difference between the two architectures, and it is fundamental, and it is historical, and it is important, but it is also invisible at the software layer. And it goes roughly, if you've got one process and you're only running one thing, you work really, really hard to make that one thing run very fast. This is what most of x86 and ARCH64 spends all of its time doing. But we don't have one process. We haven't for 20 years, 40 years, quite a long time now. And if you've got more than one process running anyway, on memory stall, instead of all this careful speculative work, you can just run the other process. And that is what a GPU gives you. Provided you're willing to stack the thing up with, I don't know, at least a few hundred separate things to run, like every server any of you are using is already into the thousands, it's just going to run something else on memory stall. That is so much simpler. Like, the experience of programming a GPU is that it's very complicated and it takes a lot of work. The silicon underneath is doing something much more straightforward. And that is the core of the efficiency gain. It is why your compute per watt can be so high. How long do I have? Do you know? Does anyone know how?
10 minutes.
Ooh. That gives me options. How receptive are you guys to questions? So we've got two good paths to take here. We can try to do questions, or I can rant at you about CUDA. CUDA. Awesome. Awesome, we'll do that. So I've been waiting for an opportunity, and you guys have basically not heckled me with anything, so I still have time left. Okay, so this thing down here, single instruction, multiple thread. This is a hack. This is a really clever hack from quite a long time ago. And this is essentially what has filled the moat around NVIDIA's castle with tar. This is what they have done wrong. How is that still not contentious? Do you guys not like CUDA? Like, no one loves pixel shaders? All right, so in the olden days, a GPU had a vector unit and memory operations. And that was it. So if you wanted to do control flow, you had to do masking that vector unit. And if you have to write that by hand, you get very sad very quickly and very confused. So what you can do instead, I've just worked out for Minecraft positional. What you can do instead of masking the thing by hand is invent a programming model which hides that from you. And that makes everyone very happy. The problem is, 20 years later, you've had the great idea of having an integer unit. But you don't just have a vector unit anymore. You can now do scalar integer arithmetic. You can use it for branches. And what the SIMT thing gives you is a programming model, no, don't you dare, where when you talk about int or float, you are implicitly talking about a vector of 32 ints or floats. So when you want to talk about a single int, you don't really have the language to do it. There's a clever piece of work from Intel where you annotate stuff with uniform and try to make sense of the semantics of pointers. But for the majority of it, SIMT means writing easy single element of a lane at a time code goes very well, and writing complicated stuff goes very badly. And that is a shame, because it means you are prone to using GPUs for writing things like BLAS. And we should be using GPUs for things like running the processes of an arbitrary server, because it's a general purpose computer. And sadly, SIMT is really deeply ingrained. If you pick up LLVM and you feed some C into it, because you want to run some C on a GPU, you are stuck with the SIMT model. And I would personally very much like to burn that out, but I am having trouble winning widespread support for changing the model of GPU programming to something which looks like writing AVX code, which confuses me a bit, because people don't mind AVX code that much, and they don't like SIMT that much. So it should be possible to persuade people to do the simpler thing, which lets you tell the hardware what you want it to do, instead of telling the compiler roughly what you would like to happen, and then being cross when the code which comes out isn't what you had in mind when you turned your code into a scalar representation. In particular, a whole load of bug reports about how the quality of code emitted by LLVM is unacceptable would disappear if people would talk to the damn thing in terms of vectors instead of in terms of scalars. No, no, no. What are we on? Five. Okay, cool. So, this is actually the last slide. I am so dependent on you guys talking to me. And you're just not doing it, and it's messed up all my timing. So instead of OpenCL, or Vulkan, or OpenMP, or that which shall not be named, or HIP, I think we should program the GPU the same way we program the CPU. We really should. At the least, start using C++ instead of, I don't know, HIP. Then you've still got the same horrible semantics you're used to, but you get all the happy feelings from the C++ ecosystem instead of working through translated documentation. But if you would like to program the thing efficiently and effectively, just write the damn thing in assembly, like you should be doing on x86. Seriously? Okay. Show of hands of people who like writing assembly. All right. 4 of you. You should all like writing assembly. Writing assembly is much more fun than any of these other things. One guy shaking your head. Ah, awful. All right. So, as closing thoughts, it's worth noting that instead of the various languages which are being marketed as a good idea, if you are building on LLVM, you can use anything which emits IR, like typing into your editor, or C, or Rust, or whatever you see fit. Anything which will spit out vaguely structured IR can be fed to your GPU. And if you want to go down the whole like PyTorch TensorFlow fashion, also fine. I would personally like people to stop running this through LLVM, because it drives you through the SIMT model. I think you should instead map from the tensors in your machine language representation directly to the vectors of your machine, instead of going through this weird scalar imaginary world. And that would yield much faster code, and much faster compilation, and much happier users. But if you don't fancy that, you can at least still do the scalar thing. And I might be out of slides. Oh, yes, there's a disclaimer. So my employer is very nice. This set of ideas does not correlate very well with our general marketing approach to GPUs. In particular, all of the this back here, this are GPU-specific languages. We really like them, and we put a lot of effort into implementing them. Like, we read your bug reports. We do. Sometimes we even act on them. So my employer would very much like you to continue programming things like you currently do. But if you would instead like huge amounts of your life back, and you fancy bypassing a whole load of compute stack in favor of doing the simple thing, I want you to know that you can. And it's OK. It will still work. OK. I'm going to give up at that point. But thank you all. I'm grateful for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great presentation. By the way, I love writing in assembly.
Excellent. Very good.
Yep.
Yes, it brings me much joy.